Call the meeting of Senate Transportation to order. The item of business, we have a draft CS which we do not intend to move today, and as announced at previous hearings, the purpose of working through this CS was to try to get a handle on the allocations which were within the appropriations of the governor's capital budget, in particular the transportation and public facilities items, but taken for discussion purposes, what I would do is entertain a motion to adopt CS for Senate Bill 290 Transportation.
I so move, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, for working purposes, is there objection? Hearing no objection, the CS is before us. Again, I want to announce that it is not the chair's intention to move this bill today, but based on the extensive testimony provided by OMB and the Department of Transportation in particular, and all of the department representatives, where there were appropriations, we have tried to the best of our ability to ascertain the allocations which are recommended by the governor within that appropriation, and they are itemized in the bill that's before you.
You want to think I'm Taylor.
There are a few other changes, but to the best of my knowledge, there are no deletions of any project recommended by the governor, except those which were recommended by the governor, and a number of AHFC programs, which were the small items at the end of their $33 million list. And with that, I think people would probably want to have a chance to take a look at this and walk through it. But in the matching grants, the items which were provided to the department from the various communities are the capital match grants are adopted by the ledge finance staff without any change in this bill as they're received. And the main change, again, is the allocations. Are there questions by committee members? Senator Lincoln?
Yes. I don't know if you received my amendment that I had offered. It doesn't change the dollar figure. It just changes for the communities the appropriation that what they were going to use the $25,000 for. For each of the communities, and I thought that I had.
Do you have it with you?
I do. Yes.
And do you have copies for all the committee members?
I don't. But
Senator Taylor.
Yeah, just a question, Senator Lincoln. You were just renaming, so to speak, the designation of the project within the community?
That's right, but I was just told by the secretary that those amendments that were received are in there, but there is another amendment, Mr. Chairman, that she took it, and if you would bear with me for a minute, it's going to have to change, apparently, the front section, and it'll be here in just a second. It also will not change the dollar figure.
Okay. Have a cut. You were bringing.
And pardon?
Just ask if you had a cut you were bringing.
I think it was a net zero. Senator Lincoln, can you describe what it is you're going to propose, or would you like to wait till the amendment?
Wait 1 second.
Okay.
And
are there other questions by committee members?
Mr. Chairman, could you explain again what all is in the transportation? I was a little bit late on.
Okay, the as a result of the hearings where we walked through the entire capital budget, there were appropriations for which the allocations were not specified in the bill as it came to this committee. What the bill that you have before you, for the most part, does is put into the capital budget the allocations. Now, they're still allocations, which, as you, I'm sure you're familiar, does not restrict the flexibility to adjust dollar totals using the RP action through division of but it does give greater clarity to what is actually being appropriated in the capital budget.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lincoln.
If I might, you all have the copy of the amendment before you, and the reason that I was told that it needed to be in the front section of the Senate Bill 290 is because the city of Tulik-Sack had changed to the Tulik-Sack IRA Council, and so therefore they needed to have, it was identified apparently in the wrong place, and it needed to have this section now in the front part, as you can see that there isn't any dollar figure to this.
Senator Lincoln, I have no objection to your offering that for our consideration as part of the information that's before us. Again,
do
it's
I
not
need
my
to
intention
move it?
That would be fine with me.
I would move amendment, and I'll mark it amendment number one.
Is there objection to incorporating that into the working draft that's before us?
I would object at this point, just for the purposes of asking a question. How would this comport with those provisions within the operating budget where we have made a distinction between a nonprofit corporation and a tribal entity?
Mr. Chairman, and I did think about that as well, that as it would be in the same position as the other communities that are now IRAs and are not nonprofits, so they would fall within that category if that legislation should go through.
My thought was, just for uniformity purposes, that we should probably be treating people the same way in the operating budget that we're treating them in the capital budget, so that there's clarity on that point, so that we don't end up with I mean, if in fact it is a violation of under the legal opinions that Senator Halford had, for us to transfer funds to a tribal entity because of both the sovereign immunity question but also the racial question about whether or not funds would be dispersed or benefits engendered solely based upon race, that we're not allowed to do that under this Constitution. And as a consequence, we ought to be consistent, at least in the language. In other words, if we're going to make a transfer, a reappropriation, in essence, is what this is, from the community itself over to the IRA Council, then if, in fact, IRAs as a group are violating that provision, we'd probably need to change it to the Tulik-Sack community nonprofit, or whatever they're going to call themselves, for purposes of receiving the grant.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lincoln.
Presently, though, through the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, that they went through, I think it was last year, they went through the whole process of going from this a city classification of the city into an IRA council. So they've gone through that whole process, and that's what they're recognized as now. And so I think anything within this piece of legislation carries that forward, mm-hmm. for all of the communities. We have not changed that for any of the communities here. So if you're talking about the bill that we had before us on the floor, then if that does hold up, then this Tulik-Sack would also fall within that group of communities that you're talking about for moving from an IRA to a nonprofit.
Whether IRAs were distinguished or not, I can't remember right now from my discussions with Senator Halford whether or not they were. When it came to those block grants that were going out to Tanana chiefs and other groups like that, did they have to, or will they have to, if the legislation passes, create a nonprofit corporation to receive and distribute those funds?
As if that legislation is signed into law, then, as it's my understanding, then they would, not Tanana chiefs necessarily, but the community themselves would have to establish a nonprofit entity in order to receive funds.
Right, okay.
And this would fall under the same category if that should go through.
Well, I think we need to make that as a policy decision when we structure the capital budget, if in fact it's meaningful on the block grant side where we're doing it with operating funds, then the same philosophy ought to be meaningful over on the grant side when we're talking about other state funds. And so that was, if we're going to do it one way, we ought to be at least consistent in how we do it. Otherwise, those people who would receive their funding under the capital budget, they would get their funding, but the people right alongside of them who are then used to getting their funding through block grants would not. I just think we need to clarify that before we put the amendment in. I don't have any objection at all to do it. It's just we need to clarify that policy before we do it.
Other debate? I know that in the other budgets, there was blanket language adopted at the front. I don't have a problem with holding this in abeyance if people want to sort that out. It's probably a slightly different set of issues in a grant for a capital item as opposed to a grant to someone to provide a service that's generally regarded as a government service. Mm-hmm. And it might not be that it's the same issue here.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't. But this, we're just going to do a work, we're just distributing the work draft.
Yeah.
Today, you're not planning on moving anything.
No, I'm not planning on moving this. Yes, Senator Green.
Senator, when you submitted this, you said that part of it had already been included in this? Another amendment?
I was going to offer another amendment, but that had already been included in.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure it wasn't part of this section.
It is not.
Okay. Well, Senator Lincoln, you'd be willing to withdraw your amendment for the time being while we sort it out, or do you want to?
Mr. Chairman, your intent is not to move this out of the Transportation Committee today, but this is just for informational purposes. Now,
yes.
I will withdraw my amendment until our next meeting.
Thank you. I wasn't really planning on taking public testimony today. Is anyone here came here to testify on 290? There isn't. I'd encourage everyone to have a chance to look through this, and with that, we will adjourn for the day.